What's up, Wealthbuilders? Welcome back to another masterclass. Today, I'm going to show you how you can build legacy wealth in just 5 years through real estate investing. We're talking about the kind of wealth that not only takes care of you, but also your loved ones, your parents, how you can make an impact in your community around you. We're talking about that kind of wealth, all right? Now, I don't care if you are going to go into real estate part-time and you want to work your full-time gig and, you know, kind of build wealth here on the side, or whether you're going to go into real estate full-time. Both can work. You can build legacy wealth in both scenarios. So we're going to go over those two different scenarios and how it looks for each of them. So let's jump into it. Now, if you're new to my channel, have no idea who I am. My name is Ryan Pineda. I'm a real estate investor, entrepreneur. I've started multiple 7- and 8-figure businesses. I have flipped over 700 homes. We own over 600 rental properties. So I've done a lot in the business and the real estate space. But to give you just some context to what I'm going to share with you about legacy wealth, I'm gonna talk about my story for 2 minutes just to give you an idea of what is possible. So for me, my real estate investing journey started in 2015. At the time, I was a professional baseball player in minor leagues, and I was making $1,200 a month. I was not making very much money. And so I needed to figure out how to subsidize my income. Many of you are in that same boat today. You're like, man, how do I make more money, Ryan? Well, I think real estate can get you there, whether it's wholesaling, flipping, rental properties, whatever. 2015 was that first year that I did it, and I flipped 5 homes, okay? Those 5 flips ended up making me about $50,000. So a good start to my career, right? 2016, I'm still playing baseball, by the way, so I'm still part-time like many of you. I ended up doing 20 flips, and that made me over $200,000. So, I mean, I don't know about you, but making $200,000 your second year is pretty good part-time. So it is possible, even if you're out of state. I was out of state half the year playing professional baseball, and I was still able to do this. 2017 comes around. This is my last year in pro baseball. And that year I did 50 flips, and it made me 750 grand. Now, I ended up retiring halfway through the year. So, you know, the second half of 2017, I really turned it on once I went full time. But the moral of the story of why I bring this up is you can absolutely do this part time and have a lot of success. And on top of that, you can transition to full-time when it starts to outpace your income. Now for me, I mean, when I was making 50K, that outpaced my income in baseball, but I just loved the sport. I wanted to keep playing. And many of you are in jobs like that today where you actually really like your job. You know, my wife, Mindy, was a school teacher. Even when we were making this kind of money, she still kept being a school teacher for $40,000 a year because she loved it. It had nothing to do with making money. So don't think you have to quit to be successful. Just quit when it actually becomes more of a burden for you to continue your job. And, you know, you're doing so well with real estate that, you know, it just makes more sense to go full time. So anyways, 2017, do 50 flips. 2018 is my first full year in this business. I end up doing 150 flips. In addition to all these flips, I started buying rental properties and other things. I started buying Airbnbs way before they were cool. And, you know, I did really well. And that year alone, I made over $2 million. And the rest is history, okay? Ended up flipping over 100 homes a year, every year thereafter, kept buying rental properties, ended up leading to me starting this YouTube channel where I've now been able to have massive impact on people, teach them how to flip houses. We've helped create many millionaires in different coaching programs and events. And so to me, you know, I was able to start generating legacy type wealth in just my first 3 or 4 years. I'm telling you, you can do it in 5 very easily, and I'm gonna give you the formula of how it all works. So, that being said, let's talk about it. So the first decision you're gonna have to make is, are you gonna go part-time or full-time? So many people ask me this, like, Ryan, should I quit my job right now? What do you think? And I think the answer is different for everybody. For some of you, if you don't like your job and you're not making much money, in this case, I'll just say much money is over $100,000, then I do think that you might be better off trying to get full-time as soon as possible, okay? For some of you, maybe you are working a job where you're making over 100 grand. Maybe you're making over 200 grand. Well, in that case, I don't think you have to necessarily quit your job to be successful in real estate. I think you can make a lot of money and generate legacy wealth if you're making great income in a job that's stable, you have growth, you have fulfillment, you got all those things, and then working on the side with your real estate investments. And I'll show you how to do that here in a minute. So I think the question is just simply, what is your job currently paying you right now? You know, does it have the pay you're looking for? Does it have fulfillment that you want? And, you know, is it something you just want to do long-term? All right. Well, for me, baseball was something that I just really enjoyed fulfillment-wise. It didn't have the pay. So I started off doing it part-time, like I said earlier, because maybe I thought one day I could make it to the big leagues and get paid. But that didn't happen. Thankfully, you know, I ended up being in a much better position afterwards. And I think real estate can do that for many of you. But here's the thing with part-time and full-time. The reason we're talking about pay so much is because capital is needed in order to generate legacy wealth. I mean, you can't go retire your parents because you really like what you do. You got to actually make money to go do a lot of these things in life. That's just part of it. So how much capital are you generating on a yearly basis is super important. You know, I see a lot of people who are like, Ryan, you know, I want to buy rental properties. And I'm like, great. How much money do you make? They're like, oh, I don't know. I make $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year. I'm like, do not buy rental properties. Focus on increasing your active income. You don't have enough capital to sustain a rental property problem. Guess what? I got a lot of rental properties. They've made me so much money over the years because they've appreciated. You know, I got tax breaks. I got all those things. But guess what? I've had many times where I've had to go replace a $10,000 roof. An AC goes out, a plumbing issue, $20,000. I mean, if you're making 60 grand a year, you cannot afford a rental property problem, essentially. You might be able to afford buying it, but your first problem could put you under. So do not think about buying rental properties if your income level isn't where you want it, right? So I think capital is the number one thing we got to be thinking about when we're making this decision, right? Can you pay your bills and can you afford to buy rental properties later on? And I'm going to talk about how you can make more active income through flipping and wholesaling because, you know, at the end of the day, maybe you do want to keep your job. And like I said, maybe you just enjoy it. Like my wife, she enjoyed being a teacher at 40 grand a year. Well, that's not going to cut it. So we got to figure out how we can supplement her active income. And I think flipping and wholesaling could do that, which, and then once you're making enough active income, you can then go and buy the passive income type stuff with the rental properties. So that's the plan we got to do. Now, it does not matter to me whether you are going to flip, wholesale, or do any of this stuff. The number one rule, making this one huge, that you have to do is learn to find deals. Deals are the number one thing. The only way this plan works is if you find great deals. A lot of people, they think, Ryan, you know, how am I going to get the money to buy the deals? Dude, the money, the capital, it will find you if you have great deals. If I had a deal for $200,000 that's worth $400,000, you don't think I'll find the money? You don't think people are going to be like begging me for this deal? I got options when I got deals. I can go wholesale it and say, hey, I'm going to wholesale it to this guy and make 50 grand because he's getting such a good deal even at $250,000. It's worth 400, right? I could go flip it myself and make over $100,000. I could try and keep it as a rental and have over $200,000 of equity. I have options because I find good deals. And so before we even discuss what the five-year plan looks like, we got to establish deals are the number one priority in order for you to build legacy wealth through real estate. You're not going to get rich just buying properties in good areas. You're like, well, you know, I think I should buy a property 20% down in this good area because, you know, it's a great area. It's going to appreciate. No, don't do that. Buy good deals. So let's go over briefly how to find good deals. So there are three ways that you find good deals, right? Way number one is the MLS. This is simply the properties that are on the market. It stands for the Multiple Listing Service. And this is basically anything that you would see on Zillow or any of the normal websites, just properties for sale. Now you might be thinking, dude, there's no good deals on the MLS. Wrong. I've gotten hundreds of deals off the MLS over the years. It's made me millions and millions of dollars. Don't tell me there's no good deals on the MLS. The MLS is just simply a game of volume. If you want to be great, you got to go make offers on a lot of properties. You got to identify properties that look like potential deals and you got to make an offer. Too many times people start saying, oh man, like I saw this pretty good deal and then it was gone. Well, no crap. Other people saw it too. Make the offer. You know, our team and the students that we teach, we just tell them to be making offers left and right off the MLS, even if they don't seem like great deals. I mean, I've had properties that, you know, they're listed at $300,000 and they've taken $200,000. You would never know that unless you just called the agent and made the offer. And so if you're going to try and win at the MLS, you got to have a massive volume of offers. And massive means a lot. I'm talking, why not make 10 offers a day at a minimum, right? Some of you, you know, nothing kills me more than like, I can't find a deal. First thing I'll ever ask somebody who's new, I'll say, how many offers have you made this week? Oh, well, you know, I was looking at some properties and I'll be like, no. How many offers did you make this week? Oh, well, I didn't make any offers this week. There was no good deals. No, that's not how it works. Nothing really looks like a good deal until you start making offers on them and then you find out the truth of what somebody's willing to take for their home. So, you know, I always have a rule. 99% of the offers you make will not work. Think about that. That means, statistically, 1 out of 100 will work. Now, let's say 80 out of the 100 tell you to, you know, screw off. You're a lowballer. They call you all the names in the book. It's all good. And then maybe 10 are like, you know, we might consider it, like maybe later. And then maybe another 10 are serious and you're getting into negotiations, but only 1 out of those 10 actually pans out. That's how the game works, people. That's how you get deals off the MLS. Now, the beauty of the MLS is that it's free. Anyone watching this right now can go set up auto searches to go see when properties hit the market that fit their criteria, that fit a certain price per square foot, so you know they're great deals. And you could go make offers on those properties every single day right now, part-time. You guys could go get deals right now, part-time, just making offers off the MLS. You just got to make a lot of them. That's all it takes, okay? Number two, wholesalers. So wholesalers, what are these guys? What do they do? Well, I've been kind of talking about wholesaling a little bit, like assuming you guys already know what it is. But for those who don't know, wholesaling is probably my favorite way to get into real estate. In fact, it's what I am scaling in my own business the most. Like I've literally personally flipped over $100 million of properties. Think about that. I have bought and sold over $100 million of deals. That means I've raised $100 million from other people to go buy my houses. Then I sold them for a profit. Everyone got paid their interest or profit splits. I made my profit. It was all good. Okay. It's a great deal. I still flip to this day, but I actually like wholesaling better, not only for myself, but also for beginners. The reason I like it for myself is it's way more scalable. You know, this month alone, or last month in March, when, you know, our business, we got 40 deals under contract. Our intent is to wholesale all of those deals. We might take a couple of down for flips, but you know, doing 40 flips would be really hard, especially because we're in different states now. So wholesaling for me is more scalable. It's less risky. For those who don't know what it is, I'm still kind of talking about it. You're essentially doing a quick flip. So let's just say, you know, you got a seller and a buyer. You're the buyer, right? And you tell the seller, hey, I'll pay you, you know, $300K for your home. The seller accepts it, right? Then you go to this other buyer, let's just call this person the end buyer. And the end buyer's like, yo, I would take, you know, I'd buy that home for $320,000. Well, instead of having to go buy it and then sell it to them, I can do what's called an assignment and assign them the contract for $20,000. So now the end buyer is gonna be the one actually buying it from the seller. I'm gonna get a $20,000 wholesale fee for the deal. And I essentially now become what we would call the wholesaler because I'm not buying the property myself anymore. I'm now the wholesaler. This guy is the real buyer. Everyone wins. The seller still gets the $300,000 they wanted. I get $20,000. The end buyer gets the property. That's how wholesaling works in a nutshell. The beauty of it is you don't have to fix up the property. You don't have to get capital to buy the property. All you got to do is find a really good deal with the seller and then find a buyer who's willing to pay more than what you have the deal under contract for. So for me, I love wholesaling. That's what we're doing predominantly right now at this moment. But I also like buying from wholesalers. I will still buy from wholesalers. You know, if somebody sends me a good deal here in Las Vegas, I will buy it. Okay. And for me, it doesn't take any effort. These guys are the ones already doing all the marketing. They're doing all the effort. And I just simply got to have the capital to buy it. And we'll talk about, you know, how you get capital here later in this video. But long story short, I like buying from wholesalers. I also like co-wholesaling. Co-wholesaling would be if a wholesaler sends me a deal, right? I'll just take this example here. And let's say I'm the end buyer, or so they think. And I'm like, yeah, I'd pay $320 for the deal, right? So they're like, all right, cool. Your deal. Well, I know that maybe I have, let's just call it another buyer who's really willing to pay $330. Well, in that case, I can do what I would call a co-wholesale and assign that to them for 10K because, you know, I'm getting it for 320. This guy's getting it for 320. I'm going to make the spread of 10K. Everyone still wins, you know? Seller gets their 300K. The original wholesaler gets 20K. I make 10K. This new buyer gets it for 330, which they're totally happy with. So wholesaling can be done in a lot of different ways. But at the end of the day, it all originates to just getting a good deal. And by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but you could wholesale MLS deals too, right? If I got an MLS deal at the same rate, it's the same deal. I could go assign it. Now, some people will say, well, Ryan, doesn't the contract say you can't assign it? Yeah, some contracts say that. All you got to do is put in the additional terms. Hey, buyer may assign the contract. That's it. And that allows you to now assign it and become a wholesaler. So the last way to find great deals is what we call direct to seller. So there are a lot of ways to do direct to seller marketing. I've done basically every way you can imagine in this business. I'll just give you a couple, right? You know, some of you guys may have heard of direct mail. I'll just put DM. That's just getting mailers. Some of you guys might have heard of cold calling, right? That's where you cold call sellers. Some of you guys might have heard of texting. So we text blast sellers. Some of you guys might have heard of PPC. This is where if somebody's searching, you know, hey, sell my house fast, you would pop up as a result on Google. Some of you guys might have heard of SEO, search engine optimization. That's when you organically get found at the top of Google. You know, I'd run TV commercials, which have made me millions of dollars. I have, what else have I done? You know, we're now running Facebook ads, which I'm all in on. Facebook ads, social media ads. I mean, that's what I've done for the last couple of years with my education business. And now we're running it for my direct to seller business for home or for, you know, real estate investing. And it is crushing. It is my favorite marketing channel right now. And we're actually doing it with some of our students as a licensing deal where they actually use my ads and everything. So that's pretty cool. But there's lots of ways to go direct to seller marketing. Here's what I'll say. This one has the most risk because you got to actually put money up to go out and reach these sellers. But it also has the most reward because there's no middleman. And if you're really good, you can get really good deals. And it also gives you the flexibility to go negotiate other types of deals like creative finance type deals, you know, taking over mortgages and other things where now you can start acquiring rental properties with low interest rates and all this other cool stuff. That doesn't really happen on the MLS. Sometimes it happens with wholesalers, but if you're direct to seller, you've got the best chance to do those kind of deal structures. So I've done all these. You know, my first probably 3 years, all I did was these two. 2018, when I did 150 deals, is because I started doing direct to seller. And now direct to seller has been the backbone of everything that we do. So, you know, direct to seller marketing has been great for us. And I'm just doubling down on it nationwide even more with our wholesaling and everything else. And so reason I bring all this up is that deals are the backbone of everything. I could tell you to go buy 20 properties in the next 5 years, but if you buy 20 bad deals, you're gonna lose money. So we gotta make sure we're getting great deals. And I mean, obviously this isn't all about, you know, everything with finding deals. I've made other YouTube videos talking about how to find deals and stuff. I'll link to them down below. But what I wanna tell you is if you're somebody who's serious about learning to find deals, for me, you know, I would say join our community. You can join us at wealthyuniversity.com. We have a massive community, over 1,000 real estate investors and entrepreneurs. We have weekly calls. We have courses. We have everything. It's only $97 a month. So it's super easy to get in. And, you know, if you're looking for wholesalers, there's lots of wholesalers in there. There's lots of people who are doing deals together. If you're looking for capital, there's people in there with money. And so they'll be able to fund your deals, especially if they're in your market. If you're looking for people to sell to because you've got a deal, right? Being a part of the community is the place to do it. So for 97 bucks a month, you have literally nothing to lose. So wealthyuniversity.com, you can go do it. And even if you're like still skeptical about 97 bucks, you can even try Wealthy University for free for 14 days by going to wealthyuniversity.com/podcast. It's a special for our podcast listeners. And so go check it out. Now that we've established that deals are the backbone of everything we do, let's talk about how to build this legacy wealth over the next 5 years, okay? So first thing I want to talk about is the part-time plan. So I know probably most of you are probably going to start part-time. I mean, obviously you got a job right now working somewhere. Some of you guys are watching this, you're already in real estate, you're trying to figure it out. So either way, this will be applicable to you, all right? So let's talk about the part-timers. How do you do this? Well, as I said before, I think you don't have to go full-time right away. I think that once being part-time starts to impact your earnings overall because you're starting to do really good in real estate, then it's probably time to quit your job, assuming you know you don't really want the job to begin with. So you know that's what I would do. But if you don't have anything going on, right, you don't have a job, I mean, you don't really have an option. Go full-time at real estate and make it happen. I would also say for the part-timers, another option that people don't really think about is partnering. So I've seen this work a lot in our community where somebody has a full-time job, they've got some money saved up, then they've got a friend who's willing to hustle and make it happen. And then, you know, they're like, what do we do? You know, well, the hustler is willing to put in work and, you know, the person with the job is willing to go put up some capital and have some stability. Well, partner up, right? Let the full-time job person utilize the capital for marketing and for other things and let this other guy go hit the leads, make deals happen, and go full-time in the business, and you can have success together in a partnership. So, you know, I like partnering up if we're, you know, just somebody starting out part-time. Now, let's talk about the plan here. So what is the plan? To me, if you're part-time, what you need to do is get one deal per quarter, okay? If you can get one deal a quarter, you're gonna do really good. And trust me, it may seem daunting. You might already be thinking, Ryan, I can't afford to buy a house every quarter. Well, I'm not telling you gotta buy a house every quarter. Why can't you flip? Why can't you wholesale? You know, getting the capital for flips and wholesales is easy, right? It has nothing to do with your credit. It has nothing to do with how much down you have. You can easily raise money to do flips and wholesales. Now, I'll be honest with you, you know, buying one rental a quarter can be much harder, right? Especially depending on the financing you're gonna use. But if you're gonna do these steps that I'm talking about, especially if you're part-time and you already got a job, then you could probably finance one property a quarter, you know, just depending on how good the deal is, how much money you've got, whatever. Or maybe you're only gonna finance one a year, all right? And you're gonna go flip the other three. So it just depends where you're at, but everyone's situation is gonna be different. Everyone's goals are different. But my point is, if we can get you one deal every quarter, you're gonna do really good. Let me show you how the math actually plays out. The first key is this. Make sure the deals you're getting have at least 20% equity. This is the criteria. That's a deal to me. So if the house, you know, the average home in America is over $400,000 now. So let's just use easy math. 500K is the property. Some of you guys in the Midwest, you're like, that's a lot of money. Some of you guys are in California, you're like, I can never find a house like that. Let's just use 500K for everyone. That means at 500K, 20% equity means you're getting the house for 400K. Great deal. You can find one of those deals every quarter. It's, look, I don't want to say it's not hard because it takes work and effort and strategy and skill and, you know, having the right tools. We can give you all that stuff. But my point is people do it every freaking quarter. Like it just happens. So finding one deal a quarter at 20% equity isn't going to be that difficult. Now, let's talk about the math, okay? Let's talk about the math over 5 years. So let's say year one, right? One deal a quarter means just four per year. So if we get four per year, I don't know, let's just use easy numbers. Let's say you flip or wholesale two of them, okay? Now I'm gonna use easy numbers again. If I'm getting houses for 500K, the average profit I'm looking for when it's all said and done is 10%. So 10% of 500K is $50,000. That is the profit I'm trying to make. So if you did two of those, two flips, that's $100,000. So in year one, we got two flips. That makes us 100K. That means the other two properties are rentals. And as we said, you're going to have 20% equity. So you know, 20% equity is $100,000 of equity, you know, because you don't have all the expenses you have when you flip. You don't have to pay realtor fees, closing costs twice, and, you know, all this other stuff, holding costs. So with the two rentals, you just buy them right out the gate. You start renting them. So you're going to get 100K of equity in each property. So that equals 200K of equity. So basically, you have 100K in what we would call active income. And then you've got 200K of equity, or let's just say on the passive side.
We're not even talking about cash flow, because I'll be honest with you guys, cash flow, you're not really making any cash flow early on. Cash flow comes way later in the cycle. So for those of you who thought you were like going to go buy, you know, 10 properties and live off the rental income, that's a false reality, all right? That doesn't exist. So it can exist 10 years from now, but it ain't going to exist, you know, the moment you buy 10 rentals, okay? All right. Now, let's just say we do this again in years 2 through 5, and we don't even get any better, right? Even though your skills will get better, let's just say you keep just buying one deal a quarter the way I'm talking about. So all of a sudden, this now, you know, becomes 400K over the next, you know, 4 years. And then you basically get another 800K over here plus. So, you know, all in all, in 5 years total, you make 500K in active income. You get over $1 million of equity buying one deal a quarter. Now, this is going to be what you make on the active income side, but this is actually not really true because, you know, over the 5 years, lots of things are going to happen. You're going to have appreciation. So those properties you bought in year one are going to be significantly more in year five. You're also going to get cash flow that happens along the way, even though I'm not even going to factor that. It's very minimal. But you are going to get big tax breaks for buying these rental properties. And in fact, buying these rental properties can actually allow you to pay zero taxes on your active income for these house flips. Not going to go into all of it. There's something called depreciation and cost segregations that allow this to happen. But the moral of the story is, if you follow this exact plan, not only are you going to make active income that's going to increase your lifestyle, you know, allow you to do cool things, you know, have a better home, a better car, go on vacations, whatever you want to do with it. I'm not even telling you to save it. I'm just saying it's going to improve your life overall, right? Because legacy wealth is also about lifestyle. It's not just about, oh yeah, I got all this money in the bank, but I'm still like living like I'm broke. I mean, yeah, to a degree, you want to be frugal, but at some point you got to enjoy your life, right? So, you know, you're going to be able to pay tax, or you're not going to pay any taxes on this, but also too, you know, you factor in this has appreciation. There's principal pay down because your tenant's paying off your rent. I mean, in all reality, this could be worth $2 million of equity when it's all said and done. And like, I'll even just tell you, I was telling my story a little earlier about buying rentals, you know, basically like my third year in the game. And I remember 2017, I started buying rentals in Big Bear, California. I was buying them. My first one was $200,000. All right. Back then, nobody was really like on Airbnb like they are today. I was doing it way before it was cool. And, you know, I bought one for $200,000. I bought another one for like $170,000, another one for $225,000. And all of a sudden, every single one of those properties double or tripled in value. I sold a bunch of them for $450,000, $500,000. You know, I've got a couple for sale right now, actually, that are like $600,000. So, you know, long story short, my equity went up a lot. You know, it started out having, let's just say, $100,000 of equity or $60,000 of equity. But by the time I went to sell it, that $60,000 turned into $260,000. It literally 5X, the equity 5X'd. Because, I mean, when you think about it, right, basic math, I'll do it up here. Let's just say this $500,000 property, you have 100K of equity in it, like we're talking about, right? But 5 years from now, let's say it doubles, you got 1 million. Well, that's 500K more of equity, plus you had the original 100K. So now that 100K turned into 600K of equity. Like, you can get rich really quick just buying real estate. And by quick, I mean 5 years. That's still really quick. So, you know, like 1 million turning into 2 millions, not crazy. In fact, it's probably actually low when you think about it. So overall though, here's my point with all of this. 5 years from now, what if you had over $2 million of equity, meaning you're a multimillionaire now, your lifestyle got way better, you made an extra 100K a year because you chose to flip, you chose to keep some rentals, and you paid no taxes on it. You didn't like have to pay any more taxes. That was a true, you know, 100K extra a year to your business or to your life, whatever you want to do, right? And if you really want, you could have started reinvesting it into more rentals and whatever else you wanted to do. But long story short, even on a part-time basis, All I'm asking you to do is just find one deal a quarter. You find one deal a quarter, you're a multimillionaire, your lifestyle's great, and guess what? You're gonna have legacy wealth, because here's the deal. I'm just talking about the equity 5 years from now. 30 years from now, when you decide to call it quits, what are all those properties worth? Even if you never bought another property, right? What are these properties now worth? I mean, who knows? Wouldn't surprise me if they're worth over $10 million, right? That's a $10 million nest egg, plus all the cash flow that property's gonna make as rents increase and everything else, and as it gets paid off. Like, that's true legacy wealth in just 5 years of buying real estate. One deal a quarter. Think about that. All right, now let's talk about my full-timers, because you guys can get mega rich if you just follow the plan. So what about the full-timers? Well, let's say you go full force, and in year one, okay, you do what I did, and you do five deals. Now, you could do more than five deals if you got the right coaching and training. We'd love to do that for you. But let's just say you keep it at five deals. And let's say you wholesale a couple of them so you don't make as much. And, you know, you flip a couple, whatever the case is. I'm going to say you average 30K. So let's say you make $150,000 on your five deals. Now, because you're full-time, I expect you to get better. You know, you don't have a part-time job. You're going to be motivated. So let's say in year two, you do 10 deals. Now, you know, with this 10 deals, let's say, you know, you don't need to like really increase your active income that much. You're good. You want to start building some long-term wealth. And so let's say you make like 250K of active, and then you add a couple of rentals and you get 200K of, you know, equity. Now, let's say what in year three, let's say we get even better and we go to 20 deals. Okay. I don't think it's unreasonable to double from 5 to 10 and then double from 10 to 20. Well, with 20 deals, right, you can still decide how you want to do this, but let's just say we use kind of similar numbers. You know, your active income goes up, you're at 500K. Let's say you buy some rentals and you keep some, and now you're at 500K of equity at that level too. Year four, I don't know. Let's say you don't double, but you get 50% better. That's 30 deals. So you got 30 deals. Let's just guess what happens, right? You decide you want to keep more rentals. So your active income goes up, you know, not as much, but now your rentals go up a lot. You make $1 million of equity in your rentals alone. All right. And then, by the way, every time you're doing this plan, when you keep rentals with your active income, it cuts your taxes down on this. So you actually don't end up paying tax in many cases, or you pay very little tax. So how would you guys like to make, you know, $500,000 and pay no tax on it? And in most cases, you would have to pay, you know, 150 grand a year in taxes. But if you buy enough rentals, that ends up not having to be the case. Anyways, you know, so as we go into number five, right? Let's just say you really figure it out and you're doing great. You do 50 deals in year five because you're full time in this. Get better. Don't accept, you know, even though this is great, let's get better. That's why you're watching this channel. So, you know, you go 50 deals. I don't know. Maybe you're going to make $1 million in active, and then you go add $1.5 million in equity. So what does this all come down to? I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you're basically going to make $2.5 million in active income. You know, over here, you're going to make, you know, what is that? Over here, you're going to make, you know, $3.2 million in equity. But once again, that equity is probably not even really the case because you're not counting inflation. But once again, that equity is probably not the case because you're not counting for appreciation, principal pay down, all that. I mean, you know, for just simple numbers, let's say it's more like $6 million bucks. So, you know, at the end of the day, if you choose to go full time, it's a lot that can happen, right? You go make few million in active income. I mean, you can live a sick life making $500,000 a year, or even in some cases over $1 million a year. You're building long-term legacy type wealth with your rentals, $6 million of equity. Like I said, 30 years from now, might be $15 million worth, $20 million worth of real estate that you own. You are truly passing down something extraordinary for the rest of your generations in just 5 years. putting in the work for 5 years, going all in on this business, going all in on your craft. And that's what I want you guys to realize is like the power of real estate is insane. And all you have to do is just, you know, execute a plan, get around the right people, get around people who can help you find more deals, get around people who can lend on your deals. You know, I talked about capital earlier. Capital is the easiest thing to do when you find deals, right? There are lots of lenders that will fund rental properties based on debt to income ratios or based on, you know, rental rates and everything else. Like a lot of them don't necessarily need tax returns. There's lots of ways to fund your rentals. And then funding your flips is easy. There's private lenders, there's hard money lenders. If you're wholesaling, you can just simply sell it to somebody else, make a quick buck. Overall, like the capital is not the hard part. The harder part is just networking and finding deals. That's what we want to help you do. You know, like I said before, I'd love for you to join us at Wealthy University. You can go to wealthyuniversity.com, go get it. It's only $97 a month, and get access to our courses, our community. I do live trainings every single week, either me or my team. I bring on guest speakers. It is an epic, epic community, and I'd love for you to be a part of it. But this is how you change your life, whether it's part-time or full-time. This is how you create true legacy wealth. So hopefully you'll be the next one to do it, and let's get to work. Thanks for watching.